Good morning. It's Friday, May 10th. Happy Friday. Here's what we're working on this morning. A seventh person wanted for a $20 million gold heist at Pearson Airport has been arrested.
Art Crawler is going to have full reign of James Street North tonight in Hamilton as summer art crawl goes car-free.
And Justin and Hailey Bieber are expecting their very own baby. Good morning. Thanks for joining us on this Friday. I'm Emily Taylor. I'm in for Annette Holm just for this last day now. Annette will be back on Monday from her vacation.
Done a wonderful job the past week and a half.
Thank you.
It's been great to have you here. And we were just saying off camera, Brian, we've been coordinating our outfits quite nicely.
We have.
Totally random, actually.
Not planned at all.
Do we believe that? Random.
I promise. I swear.
Are you doing pinky swearing?
I am. I'm doing pinky swearing, Brian.
He's pinky swearing.
Yeah, and of course there's me, a day late and a dollar short as usual. Yeah. Although by now with inflation, a day late and about a fiver short.
Always looking good on this bow tie, no tie kind of day, buddy.
Yeah. Yay, Friday, the 10th of May, and you know the sun is already up.
Love it.
Yay. Wow.
Is it before six now?
It's 6 o'clock, bang on.
On the button. There you go.
On the button of 6 o'clock, sun came up. So it'll get even earlier as we go through the weekend. So, yeah, we're going to see some sun, a little bit of sunshine for the day today. It'll become cloudy once again as the day goes on. And there is that chance of a shower later on today. Today it's a 60% chance of a shower. And we're looking for a high of 16 degrees. We got to 15 yesterday, so pretty much the same as yesterday is what we're looking at. Tomorrow, again, chance of a shower. Some areas could even get a thunderstorm. So we'll talk about that in detail coming up. Looking at traffic this morning, that's the 403 in Waterdown Road. As you can see, things are pretty light right now. Let's check some MTO, Ministry of Transportation Ontario. Traffic cameras, Centennial Parkway, Toronto bound toward the Skyway, heading away from us. Looks good. Top of the Skyway, no problems. All the way through Burlington into Oakville, heading through the Horseshoe, looking good so far today. No collisions to talk about, no volume either. We'll look at weather and traffic coming up right now, the news.
Thanks, Brian. A Hamilton Crown prosecutor says two accused killers were planning a double murder in Stoney Creek 3 years ago. That's when one person was shot and killed, and then the other was seriously hurt. One of the accused killers, who was on the stand in court, repeatedly denied taking part in the shooting. The prosecutor accused Lucy Lee and her husband, Oliver Carafa, of a plan to shoot the victims outside of a Stoney Creek warehouse in February of 2021. Security video shows a white Audi pulling up to the warehouse in Stoney Creek, as you see on camera now. Lee says she and Carafa were in that vehicle. The car drove in, followed a short time later by a Range Rover carrying the murder victim, Tyler Pratt, and his girlfriend, Jordan Romano, who was injured. In court, Crown Prosecutor Mark Dean said these shooting victims were given the wrong address initially so that Carafa and Lee could get there first. Lee maintains she didn't see the shooting. She was on the other side of the building, she says. But the other victim, Jordan Romano, testified that Lee was standing just outside of her car in front of the driver's side when Carafa shot Romano. Lee said, "I agree there was a murder plan, but I don't agree that I was part of this plan." The trial continues today.
Peel police have made another arrest in connection to last year's multi-million dollar gold heist at Pearson International Airport. Police say 36-year-old Archit Grover was taken into custody on Monday after flying into Toronto from India. So he was arrested on theft charges and conspiracy to commit an indictable offense. Now, the ongoing investigation, it began after an air cargo container carrying over $22 million worth of gold bars was stolen from a secure facility using fake paperwork in April of last year. Now, police say it was the largest gold heist in Canadian history. Police have identified and charged or issued warrants for 9 individuals on more than 21 charges, including at least 2 former Air Canada employees. 2 suspects, they are still at large. Police say Grover is also being indicted in the U.S. on firearm-related charges.
Rex Murphy, a controversial Canadian journalist and pundit, has died at the age of 77.
Welcome to Cross Country Checkup. I'm Rex Murphy.
Let's talk.
What, if anything, has been the central message or issue, as you see it, of this campaign?
The National Post is reporting Murphy died this week following a battle with cancer. His latest column in the paper was published just days before his passing. Murphy hosted CBC Radio's Cross Country Checkup for more than two decades, taking calls from listeners across the country. Former Conservative Prime Minister Stephen Harper wrote of his death, "Murphy was one of the most intelligent and fiercely free-thinking journalists this country has ever known."
Well, a stretch of James Street North in Hamilton going to be going car-free tonight to allow pedestrians and vendors to safely enjoy Art Crawl evening. Let's bring in Simone Gavros, who joins us live from one end of the road closure at James and York with more on this. This is a Good Friday story for you, Simone.
Hi, Tim. Yeah, it's a fun Friday story, but today's day is going to be the first of four art crawls where the city is going to be closing down this stretch of James Street North to allow for vendors and pedestrians to have a more safer experience tonight. Now, the city of Hamilton says that the street will fully close along James Street North between York Boulevard and Murray Street. This is going to start at 6 p.m. and it's going to go until 11 p.m. tonight. Now, the city also says that bus detours will be in place for routes that will be affected by the closures. The road will also be closed for Art Crawl on June 14th, July 12th, and August 9th. And this is the second year that the closure is happening. The full road closure was done as a pilot project last year, which was pitched by Ward 2 Councillor Cameron Kretsch as a way to prioritize safety for pedestrians and vendors. People coming to Art Crawl are encouraged to walk, bike, or scooter over to the event. And shops, restaurants, vendors, and performers are preparing to welcome visitors into the downtown core. Now, this morning, we have reached out to Ward 2 Councillor Cameron Kretsch for more details about these road closures, given that he was the one to pitch this idea last year. We're also hoping to speak to some businesses as well as some people in the area to get their take and what they're hoping to experience tonight at Art Crawl. But for now, I'll send things back over to you, Emily.
Thanks, Simone. Niagara Falls MPP Wayne Gates says he will introduce a motion that would provide a benefit for people providing full or part-time care for their loved ones.
Nearly 300,000 Ontario caregivers have reported financial hardships because of their caregiving responsibilities. 77% of those caregivers have had to dip into their savings to support their caregiving. We also know that women are 50% more likely to report as caregivers than men, and 50% more likely to leave their job.
Gates believes that if passed, this plan would even would have an allowance of $400 a month that could replace almost 8% of Ontario's long-term care beds, with an immediate cost savings of $480 million. Gates' numbers have not been independently verified. Tomorrow, it's the battle for the border. Niagara Regional Police will meet their counterparts from the U.S. for the International Law Enforcement Tug of War. It's the 56th year of the annual event. Around 1:45 tomorrow afternoon, the NRPS team will march down Clifton Hill in the Falls, led by their pipe band, to square up with the U.S. police in the middle of the Rainbow Bridge there. It's a free event and all are welcome, but anyone who wants to see it on the bridge must bring their passports or Nexus card.
Good old tug of war. All right, let's get into Sportsline. And we're going to hear from the Toronto Maple Leaf brass this morning for the first time since being eliminated from the playoffs once again last weekend. And because of that lack of playoff success, they have fired their head coach, Sheldon Keith. The team recorded three consecutive 100-point regular seasons with Keith behind the bench, but routinely failed in the playoffs with a 16-21 record, only making it out of the first round once. That was last season. Their latest loss to Boston in seven games. That was the final straw. The team saying they will immediately begin the new search for a new head coach. GM Brad Treliving, President Brendan Shanahan, and new MLSE CEO Keith Pelley will all meet with the media at 10:30 this morning.
Off the stick of Orloff, puck comes in front, score!
Some great action on the ice last night in Carolina. They now find themselves on the brink of elimination after Artemi Panarin. The Rangers scored the OT winner to give the Blue Shirts a commanding 3-0 lead. They haven't lost in the playoffs yet. Despite only scoring three more goals than the Hurricanes, the Rangers can oust them tomorrow night.
With Ben Hartley shot, and Georgiev got a piece of it. It's centered out in front of Chet. They score!
Much closer series between Dallas and Colorado for the second straight game. The Stars went up by three goals, but unlike in game one, they didn't blow it. And the Avs were not able to come back. So Dallas takes it 5-3. They tie the series at a game apiece as it heads off to the Mile High City tomorrow night.
Overtime action is underway in game one. Tapani in front, a chance for Boston. Keller, high shot. Davey makes the stop. It pucks loose. Looking for a chance, and she scores.
Yeah, in the PWHL playoffs in Montreal, Susanna Tapani ruined the night for the over 9,000 in the building in Laval as Boston beats Montreal 2-1 to take the opener of the best of five series. The star in this one was Boston goalie Aaron Frankel, who made 53 saves and allowed Boston to tie it late in the game. PWL Toronto tries to go up 2-0 on Minnesota in the Big Smoke.
Gonna drive here on Washington. Behind the back dribble, pops, hits. It's an 8-point game.
That was two of Hamilton's Shea Gilgeous-Alexander's 33 points. He was coming off finishing second in MVP voting as they took on the Dallas Mavericks in game two of their series. So he did get a game-high 33, but the Mavericks did hand OKC their first playoff loss. They would turn to star Luka Doncic to take over, knocking down five triples and 29 points. So the series is now tied and a game apiece as Dallas wins this one 119-110.
It is 6:11. It's Friday morning. The sun has been up for 11 minutes now. Sun rises 6 o'clock now, so we'll see a bit of sunshine for the day today. So sunglasses this morning might be a good idea. Looking at the 403 and Waterdown Road once again, that's our camera. Nothing to see. It looks good in both directions, actually all the way around the horseshoe pretty well, doing fine. To our MTO traffic cameras, starting in St. Catharines, QEW east of Lake is pretty light as usual. Even Centennial Parkway, no problems. Here's the look at Fairview cameras. So Toronto bound lanes towards us off the Skyway. Ford plant, no problems, and the same with the QEW at Dixie. All doing fine around. Please take it carefully. Look at that cloud cover that we have at the moment. So a fair bit of cloud cover to start the morning here. So we'll call it a mostly cloudy sky. Temperature is above seasonal. We're at 9 at the moment. Light winds, relative humidity not as high as yesterday. It was 100 yesterday. 16 is what we're looking at for the day today, but we can't seem to get away from that chance of a shower later in the afternoon. So we're looking at a mainly cloudy sky. Light winds for the day today. Moderate UV index. We just seem to be plagued by low pressure system after low, which is going to give us that chance of showers for, well, today into the evening hours again, but then tomorrow a chance of a shower. Some areas could get a thunderstorm during the day tomorrow, and then it's going to get much better for Mother's Day on Sunday. So 14 for Niagara, 16 to 18 this end of the lake, and 16 degrees for Halton, Peel, Toronto. Varying amounts of sun this morning and then a mainly cloudy sky. Tonight, fog patches are going to develop as temperatures dip. Look at that. 3 for Brantford and Kitchener. Could be some frost if you've got some delicate plants or flowers out early. You might want to cover them up. And then tomorrow, 15 and 16 degrees. 14 for Cayuga, Simcoe. There's that chance of a thunderstorm in those areas. Otherwise, some sun will start the day and then once again, chance of a shower later on. Out the door, 10th morning of May, and it's Friday. Temperature right now 9 and mostly cloudy. Long range in a few minutes. Emily, 10.
Thanks so much, Brian. We have Emily V here with us, and I heard a little what coming from the corner as Brian was talking about some frost, maybe?
Yeah, like no.
Well, that's why we always have to wait until May 2 to put things in the ground.
But the
hey, what's
frost
on your face?
What do you mean?
You got new glasses.
I got new specs. Thank you for noticing. Yeah, some new specs.
No,
what's up with your face?
Your face?
I said, what's on your face?
I think that's what you said. What's
okay
wrong with your
whoa
face?
What's wrong with your face, man?
New specs. Yes, thank you for noticing.
You yeah look very dapper in those.
Yes. Okay.
And it matches the outfit.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You look great.
Shout out to our friend Rachel, that's Personal Optics. You've been there in St. Catharines.
She's the
for,
best.
Yeah, she's the best. So helping me out find the perfect specs for me.
Well, you look awesome. I was going to do
what's
like
up
a
with
whole
your face?
I said, what's on your face, everybody? Closed captioning will have caught that.
For
I
the
have proof. I have so much to talk about, but like Justin Bieber's having a baby. Like this is huge news. So we're definitely going to discuss that.
We'll see you in a bit.
Baby.
But you weren't allowed to sing anymore.
Yeah. There will be singing, I'm sure. All right, some business news coming up. The Panama Canal is looking to boost natural gas shipping. Well, General Motors is saying so long to another iconic car. Business news in two. 6:16 on your Friday. Let's take a look at some market numbers. The Canadian dollar is down 3 basis points this morning. It's at 73.09 cents U.S. Gold gained a whopping $38.20, while crude is up 39 cents. It's at $79.65 a barrel. In midday European trading, markets are up in London, Frankfurt, and in Paris.
Off to Asia we go. Markets are up in Tokyo and Hong Kong. No change in Shanghai. What about North American markets on Thursday? Some nice gains. Triple-digit gains on Bay Street. Big time for Dow Jones, up 331. Gains for NASDAQ. Okay, let's see how they wrap up the trading week on this Friday, May the 10th.
The Panama Canal is speaking with U.S. liquefied natural gas producers on how to meet increased demand as water levels recover from a prolonged drought. The canal is typically used by U.S. Gulf Coast exporters to send LNG to Asia, but low water levels forced cutbacks, driving producers to seek alternative routes. After an increase in rainfall this year, the canal is looking to get back on track. They're currently working on a survey to identify customer needs and are looking to attract imports from new LNG plants. They're also looking to build reservoirs to mitigate the impacts of climate change. But with water scarcity now expected to be routine, the canal says they'll have to update prices to match this new reality.
So General Motors is ditching the iconic Chevy Malibu to make more electric vehicles. Earlier this week, GM says it will stop making the Malibu later this year. Since its introduction, GM has sold more than 10 million Malibus and even sold many as police vehicles. But sales, they've slumped in recent years as consumers move away from cars to the roomier SUVs. Now the automaker said it plans to focus on building electric vehicles like the next-gen Chevrolet Bolts at its Kansas Fairfax assembly plant. So it recently invested $390 million to improve the facility. It makes the Chevy Corvette the last gas-powered car in GM's lineup. Last year, it ended production of the Chevy Camaro.
Elon Musk's Neuralink says the device implanted in its first human patient has had mechanical injuries. Neuralink says the connective threads that were attached to the brain of Noland Arbo have retracted, and that has significantly reduced the implant's data speeds and effectiveness. However, scientists were reportedly able to make the implant more sensitive to increase performance. In January, Arbo, who has been a quadriplegic since 2016, had the chip implanted into the part of his brain that controls his ability to move. Initially, Musk said the patient could control a computer mouse with his brain.
Canada's Competition Bureau says it will examine the state of competition in the airline industry with the ultimate goal, finding ways governments can make improvements. So it is called a market study. It means the Bureau examines barriers to competition, things like regulations or policies within a specific sector. And in this case, it's the airline industry. So the announcement came while the Deputy Commissioner of the Bureau was testifying in front of a parliamentary committee studying airline competition in Canada.
Earlier this morning, Australia announced it's launching a parliamentary inquiry into the negative impacts of social media.
Australians understand that social media, it plays an important role in people's lives. But with social media comes the need for social license and a social responsibility.
The government has criticized social media platforms for not being quick enough to remove violent posts and wants more oversight on the content that's posted. They say companies behind Facebook, TikTok, and X have significant reach and control over what Australians see online with almost no scrutiny.
It's interesting there. We'll keep an eye on that for you. Brian's keeping an eye on the skies as we head closer and closer to the weekend. It's his turn after the break. I'll learn to speak some English, hopefully, as well.
A little more coffee.
Good morning, 6:23. It is Friday, the 10th of May. We're looking at not a lot of sunshine this morning. There is some glimpsing out every now and then, but traffic, no problems. QEW 7th, St. Catharines. Top of the Burlington Skyway Bridge, looks good. Nothing to see there through Bronte, all the way through Sheraton into Mississauga, and we'll check the 403-407 split in Mississauga. Looks pretty good all the way around this morning. No problems. Temperature this morning, we are above seasonal. 9 degrees to start the morning. Hamilton, Grimsby, 11 Mississauga. Chicago, 13 for Toronto. Let's talk seasonal temperatures. Now, 7 degrees for the overnight low and 18 for the daytime high. Now, we were shy of that yesterday. We got to 15 yesterday. We'll be shy of it again today. Those are our sun times. 6 o'clock now, sun comes up and records for today. And yeah, there is some instability for this afternoon. Although this morning, some sun and 12 degrees for the first bell, 16. There's that chance of a shower after school. And that's the way the forecast looks for the day. Now, it's only a 30% chance of a shower, otherwise fairly cloudy skies. 6 overnight tonight, so again below seasonal. Some areas could even get, there's a risk of frost in the Brantford, Kitchener, Guelph area. Tomorrow, 15, as I mentioned, with chance of a shower. We can't seem to kick that. But we finally do on Sunday, just in time for Mother's Day. Look at that, sunshine and 20. Then we get back into some instability. Chance of showers Monday, even into Tuesday. That's your forecast, Emily. Dick.
I think we'll take that on Sunday if it means rain on Monday. Come on. Nice day for mom. Okay, before we get to the bottom of the clock, the town of Macomb, Illinois, had a big celebration yesterday morning. It was an event to honor a local woman who is credited with inventing what would become the beloved board game Monopoly. And the town's tribute is something to see.
Several hundred people came out to see the town unveil the world's largest Monopoly board. Like traditional Monopoly, you can roll the dice and move around the board. But in this case, the board is downtown Macomb. And you can win prizes along the way, like coupons for local businesses, or you can take a selfie in jail. There, as you're seeing there, the organizer of Macombopoly Project says next year is just the beginning for the game. Now, he says the enhanced AI and more game pieces are on the way, and he hopes to expand the game to include more stops. Residents and visitors can play Macombopoly 24 hours a day all year long.
That's my question. I was wondering the popularity of Monopoly.
Yeah.
I was talking to you in the break because you seem like a real board game family.
We love board games, both like a thing for friends Friday night as well as my family loves board games, but I haven't played Monopoly since I was a kid.
It was never really in the mix?
Yeah, never in the mix. We played once, I remember being like 10 years old, and it took 4 hours or something like that, and we never played again.
Yeah, you kind of have to, they have to evolve a little bit to get the younger demo in there to get interested in it. Okay, 1 half hour down. It is Friday morning. We match on a Friday.
We do. Look at that. Spring colors.
I guess it's wear your light blue day today. We'll see you in a couple minutes. We'll be having good one. Under the board.